My name is Johanna Taveras. I am 18 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with Louis Frank, who is a friend of ours.
Yeah, sure. Neighbor, yeah, yeah. Friend. Yeah, sure.
We are recording this interview in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's get this started. So, what is your name?
Okay, Louis Frank.
All right. Why did you choose to become a desktop computer technician?
Oh, okay. Well, is this recorded?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I started out, like your dad, as a welder. Well, actually, even before that, I started in the Lebanon Steel Foundry, which is right across the street. I did several jobs. I was a crane operator and sand mill operator and different things. Then that shut down. I went to Cleaver Brooks and I was a welder. I worked my way up from a D welder to an A welder, certified welder at Cleaver Brooks down the street there. Then that place closed and I became eligible for a grant that would allow me to go to college for 2 years. I went to HAC locally here for 2 years. Then I continued at Penn State for 2 years and got a degree in both majoring in business and computers. So I took that, and there was a job opening at a Bayer facility, Bayer Consumer Care, in Myerstown.
Myerstown.
It's Bayer aspirin, you know, the
The Bayer tablets. Aspirin, yeah.
So Bayer Healthcare, it's called in consumer health now. They changed the name. In Myerstown, so it was a computer analyst job that I got that worked with the computer desktops at the time. This was in 1998. So I got in there, and I've been there ever since. I've been contracted since then, so I have a different employer, but I have the same job, same place, and everything's the same, and I like it there, you know. So I getting back to the real reason, I'd gotten into computers a long time ago when they first came out. I had a Commodore computer, and I have a certificate from 1980s that I took a class, and they were just came out then, you know, a lot of them. And so I got interested in that. My dad bought me one a long time ago, and so that's why that was my interest in college, and then to search for a job.
Where do you work at?
It's where?
Yeah, where?
At Bayer.
Bayer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bayer Healthcare.
Bayer Healthcare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In Myerstown.
In Myerstown. Yeah. Bayer Healthcare, Myerstown, right?
Well, it's Myerstown. Technically Bayer Consumer Health.
Bayer Consumer Health.
Right. Okay. That's the...
Gotta write that down in my keyboard. Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay.
Any regrets?
Of my job?
Yeah.
No. I'm a born again Christian, and I pray about things, and I believe that's where the Lord has me. You know,
it's a good thing to have a career that you enjoy and love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, any job you have, you know, you have good times and bad times, hard times and all. But I can tell you this: I wouldn't be able to do the jobs, the labor jobs I used to do, you know, with welding and machine molding and stuff, where there was too physical. I couldn't do them now anyway. So I'm very grateful to God for my job.
Alrighty. What do you enjoy about your work?
I like computers. I like figuring things out. The older I get, though, the less I want to challenge in that area. And I like working with people. The people are good, nice there, you know, really good. I mean, anytime you're working with people, you have, there's problems and hard times sometimes, but overall, it's a good place to work, and I like the computer work.
All right. Any challenges or struggles that led up to that?
Getting a job?
Yeah.
Getting laid off and things at different jobs is a challenge for anyone, you know. You know, you don't know what you're going to do, you know, where your next job is and all. But it worked out to my benefit because it allowed me to go to college and get a better job. So, you know, the Lord worked that out really good in my life that I could get a job like that. Yeah.
When you first started computer
mm-hmm.
technology,
mm-hmm.
Was there any challenges or struggles you had once you actually got the job?
Got the job? Oh, sure. Yeah, like I say, it's always a challenge working with people, you know, mm-hmm. to have good customer support. You can't please everyone all the time.
That's right.
That's a challenge. So another challenge would be the technology itself. You know, there are issues that, now I'm pretty much on my own. I don't have like a supervisor close by that's managing me and stuff like that. My management is in another city, you know, in Pittsburgh. And they trust me to just handle things, you know. But there are things that come up that technology-wise that you got to really figure out and do
like
research
on.
Like
updating and technology. Well,
sure, you know, just even doing software installs or hardware. You know, right now I'm working on changing a motherboard of a computer, and it has a whole, you know, hundreds of little parts and little plastic things. All you got to do is look at it wrong and it breaks, you know, and it's stuff like that is probably the bigger challenge, you know, I would have. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Oh, my memory isn't real good, but I would say teacher. You know, I can't really point to a lot of teachers when I was young. Maybe I think that's because of my memory too. But then my dad sent me to a private school, a Catholic school, in a boarding school that I lived at. It was in high school and I lived there for 4 years. It was a all boys boarding school near Philly. And, you know, I don't know of any real teachers that impacted me there. There's a college professor that I had in Hack. There was some professors that I liked that, we even did something off campus together and stuff because I was more their age than the kids anyway. But as far as, you know, getting along and encouragement, I think the one accounting professor was an encouragement. And then at Penn State, there was a couple professors that were, you know, encouraged me, you know.
How did you know that computer technology was your thing?
Well, because I had that interest. I had that interest, you know, when I was older, and my dad bought me my first Commodore computer, and you know, I just liked playing with it like a hobby, you know, for a long time until I finally, you know, when I had the opportunity to go to college, I picked that as a major. You know.
So you knew from the start what you wanted to be? Or you had doubts?
I don't know that I knew the first year. I think by my second year, I was pretty much, you know, but by the third year, when I was in Penn State, I knew, for sure, yeah.
Any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today, and are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Okay.
Anything that impacted
that's
you?
That's very
like,
easy.
Bam.
Yeah, I had that. A very easy question to answer. I know absolutely what the answer to that is, and that is when, in 1976, when I became a born again Christian. Absolutely, that's the easiest question and most confident answer that I have, because I was a drug addict for 6 years before that. 6 years I was into drugs. I started when I was in high school, that prep school that I'm talking about, in my junior year in high school. We started doing smoking pot and taking pills. For the next 6 years, I did drugs till the last year. I was shooting up drugs. You know, I was in very bad shape. And my dad was a local physician. He was a surgeon in town. So I got in a lot of trouble. So when I did, I had to go to a halfway house to as sort of a plea bargain. You know, this is like 40 years ago now. And they were run by born-again house parents. I thought they were crazy. I was Catholic and I didn't understand what they were. I didn't want it. But finally, I was there 9 months and I was convinced that they were right. And then it took, though, about two months after that I became a born-again Christian. I asked Christ into my life, and he changed me. He took the drugs away. He took the drinking away. And he changed me completely into a new creature. Yeah, I mean, it happened. So I'm confident of that. I know that happened. I know I couldn't change on my own. See? So that's what impacted my life eternally, you know, for the good. So impacted me for the bad. Was probably the bad I got in before that, you know, the drugged life, the wasted life. I wasted a lot of time, you know, in my life until I was mid-20s when I think it was around mid-20s that I got saved, you know. So I think that they would be the two impacting things. Okay.
God is watching over you.
Yeah, absolutely. He kept me alive. You know, there were times when we did some really crazy things. I could have died as a drug addict, but he kept me alive until I could.
But you didn't die.
No, yeah. No. That's what I mean. He kept me alive, yeah.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Well, again, that would have to... What, proud about myself, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot about myself to be proud of, and I can be proud about the Lord, but it was some work going through college, you know, especially at my age. I was, like I say, a lot older than the students and as old as most of the professors or even older sometimes. But, you know, that was an accomplishment, I guess, to get through college.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty hard question. Well, what you're proud of, because you know.
Yeah, because you don't want to, you know. Yeah.
What are you most grateful for? I think you answered your question.
This is
going to
have the same theme, so, and I can't help but, yeah, the Lord, of course, yes.
And this too. So, tell me about your family. Like, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Okay, I got one of each. They're both in Florida now. My brother's an attorney. He's running for a judge right now in Florida. My sister has been a RN, a registered nurse. She's retired for maybe, I don't know, a year. So she's a couple years older than I am. My brother's 4 years younger than I am. So that's that. And my wife is a Filipina. She's you know, from the northern part of the Philippines there. I met her in 2000 online, and I went over there. We talked for a while, for a year on the phone basically, and then I went over in 2001 to visit her and met her family, and we did some traveling and all. And then I came home and we talked another year. I visited her again in the second year, and we had a good time there. And then we talked another year. Then the third year I went over, I brought her here on a fiancé visa, and we got married. I brought her, she had, from her previous life, she had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought them over then the next year. That was in around 2004. We brought the kids over and brought her over in 2003. So, and right now we have 5 grandkids.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your wife's name? What's your wife's and brothers and sisters' name?
My wife is Joyce Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother's David. My sister's Donna.
Wow. Big family.
Not too big.
My dad had 13 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my.
Well, not 13 brothers and sisters, but 13 children and
all together? Okay.
Yeah, with their parents had 13 children on. Some of them died of cancer, so like
really?
2 and 3, but most
really?
Of them are much alive.
But
recently my grandma, she died. So
really? Okay, where was she living with you?
No. She lives in, most of her family's in Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So, yeah. We only have a few that are around in the United States. So, New York, Massachusetts, Maine.
Okay. Interesting. Huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And you, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have, two sisters and one brother.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Let me pause this really quickly. You will not be able to resume.